It's not a ghost ship, just the opposite, really. The New Lead Castellano is filled with living, breathing human beings who've been stuck off the coast of Georgia since April. The owners of the craft stopped paying their bills, so the U.S. Marshals seized the ship, just as a homeowner loses a house if they stop paying the mortgage. But that left the crew in an awkward position. They didn't want to return to the Philippines, and they weren't allowed to come into the United States. So for months, they've been living inside the bulk carrier, motionless.
The request came in that they wanted a Catholic priest to go out there and say Mass. It just so happens that the priest at the church is my law partner's brother. And so I called up Father Brandon, and I said, look, Father, this is going to sound like a very unusual request, but I've got this case I'm involved with, and there's a vessel out at Anchorage. They've asked for a priest to come minister to them. Here's the deal, and we'd have to take a launch out there. And his response was, just tell me when and where to be, and I'll do it.
That is Attorney Todd Bayard. He represents the creditors. Father Brannan has made several trips across the water to celebrate Mass with the crew. The creditors also arranged to have food and water supplied to the crew on board while the ship's ownership was debated. This week, the ship was auctioned off for nearly $7.5 million.
You know, you have a U.S. Marshal there at the courthouse steps at the federal courthouse here in Savannah. There was a minimum bid price set. We had three or four qualified bidders, and the marshal just auctioned off the ship, no different than you'd see at a house on a foreclosure sale.
The winning bid came from a company called MI Maritime Management out of Singapore. That bid could be confirmed next week.
The owner will have the option to either keep those crew members on board if they want to, or if they don't, they will begin the repatriation process back to the Philippines, and that'll happen in fairly short order. So they would be escorted to either the Savannah airport where they'd fly to the Philippines, or they might even drive them up to the Atlanta airport.
So, one way or the other, the crew on board the New Lead Castellano will finally get to go home.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. High passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour